to the USEA's official podcast. My guest today is Christy Nunick from Auburn, California, who joins me in her preparation for the American Eventing Championships. And here she is now from California, I think, interrupting a day of riding. Christy, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Well, as I said, you are beginning the journey now, aren't you, to the AECs? Not physically, you're not on the road yet. It's a few weeks to go. But you're taking a few horses this time.
Yes, I am. I'm taking three horses, and I am practically beginning the journey because we actually leave to go to Copper Meadows tomorrow, which I need to go do a little prep for our star to sort out some bidding issues.
Well, tell us a little bit about where you're based, because you're a full-time professional event rider. And give us a little bit of background as to what your facilities, training facilities are over there in California and how many horses you have at home.
All right. Well, I have five of my own competition horses at home, and we live in Auburn, which is about 45 minutes north from Sacramento, right at the foothills below Lake Tahoe. So it's quite beautiful, but actually not very well situated for eventing anymore because so many of the events are in Southern California. So a lot of our drives are 10 or 11 hours just to get to our everyday events, but it is lovely, and I do love it here, so we make the drive.
That is an awful long way, even to Texas, where you'll be trekking shortly. How long a journey is that?
Texas should take us about 31 hours to get to.
So tell us about the support team, then, that you have to enable you to do this, Christy.
Well, I have an incredible husband. We've been married for 27 years, and he drives me on all of my long drives and you know, is tireless in his support of me. And I have some wonderful working students. I'm very lucky this fall to have one of my working students has taken a semester off from college to just devote full time to our star and myself. She's going to go to France with us in the AEC. So I'm very actually spoiled right now with help.
So the horses that you have that you're taking to the AECs then include your well-known Rolex partner, R-Star. Tell us about the other horses.
And my other two horses I have a seven-year-old, a thoroughbred named Astro, and he's by Comet Shine, the same stallion as Courageous Comet. And he's gone intermediate all this year, done really well. He's actually a wonderful horse, a very, very good jumper, very honest, very brave, very clever. So I have great hopes for him for the future. And then I'm taking a very fancy five-year-old Holsteiner I have named Lord Lombardi that I got from October Hill Farm, where we bought a few Holsteiners.
And what have you done with him so far?
He's done four novices early this spring, and then when I got home from Rolex, I moved him up to training level, and he's done four training levels.
And he
went really well novice, and then his first training level, he was a little spooky because I had been gone for 2.5 weeks, and he has a hard time with other people riding him. But then he just got better and better, and his last training level he just did at Rebecca Farms, at Woodside. And he just literally, both Rebecca Farms and Woodside, he cruised around the cross-country course like it was a walk in the park. So I'm very happy with him.
Now, are you looking at this as a long-term horse then? You're bringing him up through the levels. Would he potentially be a four-star horse?
Hopefully. I actually hate to sell my horses. I like to keep them all and bring them along. And I've been quite fortunate that the horses I've had in the last few years have come along, so I haven't had to get rid of them.
So he's a keeper. Now, what about Astro then? Tell us what you've
done
with
him. Astro is absolutely a keeper. He's definitely a four-star horse. He's not got the biggest, fanciest trot, but he's got a fabulous walking canter. And he's just horribly clever jumper. He's just seven, and he's moved up to the two-star level. He did the two-star at Rebecca Farms and was fifth place. And he's literally the easiest horse I've ever ridden in my life. He's just a little workhorse.
How did you find him?
Well, I had another advanced horse named Corner Street who got broken in 2010. And I had been looking all over the West Coast for, I really had my heart set on a Holsteiner mare. And my friend Lisa Peacock called me and said that she had heard I was looking for a really nice horse and that she had a super one that she had actually planned to keep for herself, but that she would let me sit on it. And I went down and just fell madly in love with him.
And our star, as we mentioned, he's been to Rolex, or she rather. She's a lot, obviously a four-star horse, a lot more experience. But this is, so this is part of a long-term plan for her by going to the AECs, is it?
Yeah, so a long-term plan for her, because we're actually, she's got a USAC grant to go to Poe this fall. And so I had been looking at the AECs as, she just jumps so much better if she's on a different course than one she knows really well. And I actually need to work on making time on courses I don't know so well. So I thought going there would be super complimentary to both of our needs. And she, you know, she jumped around Burley last fall clean. She's just an amazing horse, really a horse of a lifetime.
Well, Poe is obviously a fabulous four-star event. If you've been to Burley, this is another four-star for the four, but it's a long journey. I mean, how exciting is that for you to use the AECs as part of a preparation? I mean, this is obviously a carefully thought-out strategy for an experienced horse.
Yeah, well, I am really excited that it, you know, that A, it was close enough to use it for that. And B, I'm just, I feel like it's so important for the horses to jump around courses that are designed by different course designers that are really good. And, you know, we have Derek and Ian on the West Coast a lot, but I have always loved Mark Phillip courses, and they always ask the horse to be forwards and brave to kind of technical questions, which I think will come in really handy, because Poe looks like it's super tight and twisty to kind of big technical questions. So I had, you know, I think that this will be just a perfect setup for the Poe trip.
And that will be designed by Pierre Michelet.
Yes, the same person who's doing the World Equestrian Games.
And so you'll get a taste of the twisty European tracks
that
you find on the mainland. Have you been over there and competed on the mainland before?
I haven't. Actually, my very first trip ever abroad to compete was last fall to Burley.
So this is going to be an exciting, fresh journey for you then. How's your French?
Not very good yet. I have been working on it a little bit, and I need to really buckle down. I am anticipating the drive to Texas as listening to a bunch of my French tapes and getting a little better on about it.
Well, I was wondering about that. With such a long journey to the Texas Rose Horse Park, that's going to be an opportunity for you to swat up on your French. And it is a long way to do, even with company. Who's going to be with you on that support crew to the AECs?
My husband Randy will be driving, and my groom Winter, who's going to be with us all fall, will be going with us. So I'll have lots of help, and I can just sit in the passenger side and work on my French.
There you go. Well, just remind us then which divisions you'll be competing in then at the AECs with your three horses.
Our star is going to do the advanced division, and Astro is going to do the intermediate horse, and then Vinny is going to do, or Lord Lombardi is going to do the training horse.
What are your expectations, given the preparation for these, especially for the younger horses? What would you hope to achieve on this particular trip, Christine?
Well, I always feel if I can finish on my dressage score, then we're just super successful. I think you can't really control what other people do on dressage day, or even sometimes what you do, but I always feel like if the horses finish on their dressage score, we're definitely going in the right direction. So, you know, obviously I hope to place in the top five on both of the young horses, and I'm really will be super excited if they can just come in on their dressage scores.
Who do you have to help you on the ground then? Do you have dressage help over there?
Well, I in California, I drive down to Carmel. I'm trying to go once a week and ride with B and Derek DeGrazia. And Derek helps me with the jumping, and B is a dressage wizard and really helpful. I don't think they'll be at the AECs. I'll kind of be on my own a bit there, but that's okay. And then whenever I'm on the East Coast, I try and pop into Bruce's for some jumping help, because he's just really helped me get to this level and, you know, get the confidence that I need to do things at this level.
So putting this competition in perspective then, where does it fit in the long-term strategy for these younger horses?
You know, they've actually, neither of them have ever gotten to jump around a Mark Phillips course. So I think, especially for the two-star horse, it'll be super good for him to have to go forward to some technical stuff. I think he's going to do the two-star again at Galway, so I think that'll be a great prep for Ian's course there. And I just think that Lord Lombardi, the training level horse, I just think the more different courses they can see and do at a young age, the more helpful it is for them to move up the ranks.
Now, what about our star? Will you decide what's up for her next year after you come back from Poe?
Yeah, pretty much. Obviously, we'll get tucked away and hopefully have a very successful journey there. And then, you know, I will powwow with David O'Connor and Bruce and Derek and Bea, and we'll come up with a game plan for her for the spring. I just anticipate that hopefully just being competing on the West Coast and then going to Rolex again, you know, with another attempt at being in the top 10. But obviously I'll do whatever everyone thinks is best, because I am aiming her at the World Equestrian Games and very interested in trying to gain a spot there.
Well, I was going to ask you next, what is on your bucket list, Christine? What is waiting? Well, what is next in line for you?
Pretty much, if I could go to the World Equestrian Games and ride for the United States Equestrian Team, that would pretty much complete my bucket list. So that's what we're putting every effort towards right now.
But in the meantime, there is that journey to Texas that's coming up very shortly. So lots of packing taking place today, then, and tomorrow.
Yes, yes. We're actually leaving tomorrow for Copper, so we're packing like mad women for that. And then we'll get back and have a quick trip down to Carmel and then back and off to Texas. So it'll be kind of a hectic month.
Certainly will. Well, the very best of luck with that journey and at the AECs, and, of course, when you get to France, to Pau with our star. Good luck, Christy.
Thank you.
You can find out more about the Neutrina USCA American Eventing Championships presented by VTO Saddlery, which take place at the Texas Rose Horse Park between September the 26th and 29th by visiting the website at useventing.com. I'm Chris Stafford, and until the next time, enjoy your eventing.